I was surprised myself, really. I thought I'd never get two golds and a silver. I never thought that at all. I thought, good, they might get a bronze in the 400. But it was a big shock to me as well, and I'm still on cloud nine, but still come back down now to the real world.
And did that help, do you think? Because you weren't putting pressure on yourself. There was not much expectation from your side of it. You obviously wanted to do your best, but then to go out and perform like that must have been incredible.
Yeah, I mean, the 400 was my main event there, and I kind of carried that on through to the next day. So after I got the silver medal, I was buzzing about. That buzzing carried through to the next day, to the 200, so I was happy going to that, and I carried that on to the next day as well. So it all kind of connected, really, and it was a great meet, and I can't complain about anything.
Did you always think you were capable? I mean, presumably it was your ambition to be world champion for a number of years, but for it to come so soon and so quickly must be incredible.
Yeah, obviously watching Ryan Lochte and Michael Phelps do it back when I was like 9 or 10 years old, and I just looked at them and thought, I want to do that someday, and I'm up there now, and I could do well next year, but we'll see what happens. But yeah, it was a huge shock for me. I remember turning around, looking at the scoreboard, and I didn't know what to do with myself. I was stunned, really. I never thought that would happen at all. So it was a huge shock, huge shock.
Because Ryan Lochte, say he was your hero, and then you go and beat him. That must be amazing.
It was quite cool. I mean, after the race, he was like, well done, man, that was a great swim. So he's a nice guy as well. Went away with him for a couple of days in Montenegro, and he's a generally really nice guy. And yeah, obviously getting to know him was great, and see how he does things and how he races and stuff. His underwaters are incredible. So yeah, he's a really cool dude.